Hey Daniel, what's your assessment after a couple of days of play? New South Wales a little bit ahead in the game at the minute?
Yeah, our full credit to New South Wales. I think they batted pretty well. Obviously, you know, 450 odds, massive score. But I think out there, it's a gettable score. And I think if we can just push along tomorrow and take as deep we can, and I guess see what tomorrow brings in a way.
What was the approach late in the day? The run rate sort of slowed a bit in that last hour. You lost a bit of strike as well, I guess. But was it just to make sure you got the stumps at three down rather than trying to get sort of 20 or 30 quick runs?
Yeah, I guess. I think I was just speaking to the batting coach and Stephen Stubbins, who just didn't get a whole heap of strike, and they were bowling quite wide of the right of the crease and didn't give a whole opportunities to score. So I think, and with Limo coming in not feeling that great, it was sort of weren't looking for too many singles and whatnot. So I guess we were just trying to get through and unscathed, losing another wicket. I think, you know, if we lose a wicket there and then a night watching comes in, it gets a bit shaky. So I think to go in three down for that last hour was awesome.
And poor old Jay, he's had a bit of a rough day, couldn't field before lunch and a bit crook, and then gets clunked on the head late in the day. Was he all right at that late stage? No dramas?
Yeah, I think he's fine. Yeah, I think he was, obviously this morning he was a bit under the weather. I came in, he looked pretty pale, and it's a bit unlike Jake, he's usually up and about. So yeah, hopefully he's all good for tomorrow and get out there and get some runs for us.
Sure.
It's not going to break up that thing, is it? It's just going to get better to bat on, do you think, as the game goes on?
Yeah, I think it's a good batting wicket, obviously, with this runs being scored. I think, you know, it might stay a bit low. There's a few divots, I guess, on the back of a length, but I think, if anything, it's going to go low. Maybe maybe a little bit of turn on day four, but I think it's still a great batting wicket at the moment.
And who was most difficult for them to face over? Greeny bowled quite a few overs pretty cheaply. Was he as much of a handful as the Cooks?
Yeah, I think he bowled quite well. I think, you know, when he got in his rhythm, he bowled quite well. Didn't give a whole heap to score off. I thought Hadley was pretty impressive as well. Only facing a handful of times and just bashed the wicket. But I think all their bowlers bowled pretty well, and it's quite difficult to score on a very scorable wicket.
And what about, you know, you've got a double ton this season. It's a big score to aim to achieve again, I guess. But obviously a mind on three figures and getting the team to what at least pass the follow-on and hopefully throw the ball back in their court a little bit?
Yeah, I think obviously tomorrow morning's big for us. If we can get through, you know, first hour, first 2 hours without unscathed and push the scoreboard along and, you know, whatever's best for the team, I guess. I think, you know, obviously I'll look for that, but I just want to just get through and, you know, put as many runs on the board for the team as I can.
Good stuff.
Lovely. Cool. Thank you.
Thanks, Daniel. Thanks. Good on you, mate.